Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Welcome to the Intel on AI podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
And today we're talking with Jehoon Akgul, the co-founder and CTO of Vispera. Welcome, Jehoon.
Hi, Derek and Emily.
Can you start by giving us a little overview of Vispera, what it does, and what you do there?
Sure. Vispera is an image recognition company. We are a young company. We are a startup. We have been founded in 2014. We are designing, developing, and delivering image recognition-based solutions for retailers and FMCG companies. In particular, with our technology, we help them monitor their shelf performance, mostly in grocery retail, but also we serve retail sectors such as electronics.
So can you talk a little bit about the challenges that retail stores are facing today, especially as they try to compete versus online shopping experiences?
Of course. The advent of online retailing put a lot of pressure on retailers, mostly on providing the right shopper experience. So as Vispera, our premise is to start with the basics and we reflect that attitude to the solution that we provide. For us, for instance, the perfect shopper experience starts with very basic things such as being able to find the products at all times in a way that is appealing visually, with integrity, for instance, with the right price tags across the right products. So all this is done via a process called retail execution. So far, this has been mostly manual, very cumbersome, and time-taking. And that's definitely not the right way to deliver this basic shopper experience. That's where we come into play by providing AI-based image recognition solutions. And we are providing the shelf performance data in terms of availability, the so-called planogram compliance, and other retail execution tasks by our very accurate image recognition engines in a very fast way so that these companies can focus more on the more advanced aspects of shopper experience.
How do you arrange your store to be able to capture all the different angles and all the different shelves in a retail store?
We have two modalities in which we collect the image data from shelves. One is mobile app that we developed that serves user-friendly photo shoot app for the store personnel or the so-called merchandising agents. So that allows these guys to take the pictures instead of like doing the counting tasks themselves. They go there and they take a series of pictures with the guidance offered by the application. And these pictures arrive to us over the internet, to our servers, where our image recognition algorithms run. The second option that we started to deliver as of this year is a fixed camera option where a fixed camera is installed in the store facing directly the shelves and capturing the images whenever they want without the need of any human personnel.
That's great. I think creating a physical store and creating a automated process really will allow those stores to compete with the online experience. One of the hard things is when you're creating a new AI product is having data to train your model on. How were you able to capture that data to create the models?
With the advent of the new algorithms, the way to train these AI solutions changed in the sense that 10 years ago, the state-of-the-art image recognition or visual recognition algorithms used to need to collect these images in controlled environments with some control settings. And definitely it was limited to that controlled environment's abilities to capture the whole visual space of the entity to be recognized. Now, alongside with the concepts such as big data, we apply the same thing to our process as well. When, whether it's with fixed camera or mobile camera, the first step in mounting or deploying a project is to collect these pictures with the system that we deploy, either in mobile or with a fixed camera, and just take pictures. These pictures are collected like for over a week time maybe with a certain frequency. Then we host a team of operators that do the labeling against a set of recognizable entities against a list. We have dedicated user interfaces for that. And after we observe around like 100 images per each recognizable entity, we are ready to deploy a recognition engine. Once we have this, then we increase the automation level of this labeling process. We help the operators with the recognition engine already. Then their speed of providing more labeled data increases. And at one point, we have enough data to switch to full automation. And then it goes live and we'll put some quality checks to maintain the engine to avoid the drift regularly. We put certain confidence threshold calculated from the historic data to ensure that we can deliver the performance that we commit to our clients.
So now you've trained your model, you have all this data. Where is the work happening? Is it happening at the edge of the network? Is it happening at the stores or in the cloud or all three?
In the mobile solution, there's nothing happening on the edge. What I'm saying here will not be true maybe in 3 years' time. And mobile devices will be able to host new deep learning models on the device. And they will have lesser issues, hopefully, with the battery. So we will be able to deploy at mobile devices. For the fixed camera solution, and with the mobile device, the image captured, and then they are transferred to the cloud. And we have a mixed solution on the cloud and on our data center, which does the job of recognition. For the fixed camera solution, our working option is to process it at the edge with a dedicated on-premise server so that we avoid latency due to connectivity, due to transfer of all these high-resolution image data to the cloud. But then from an architectural standpoint, we aim at being able to provide our services independent of the location of the server.
Can you tell us a little bit about the hardware that's in the background and the process you've gone through to optimize your models?
Sure. It's known that the deep learning models are computation-thirsty models. They require acceleration. You cannot just run it on a CPU. You can run it, but you have to wait for a long time. So to that end, we are using dedicated Intel CPUs optimized by the OpenVINO framework. So that basically casts to a format where the CPU power can be leveraged to its best, and that offers acceleration, in our experience, up to 6 to 10 times than to the case that you do it over a plain CPU without any optimization.
That's really impressive. And I also understand that Vispera is a member of the Intel AI Builders program. Could you describe a little bit how you've been working with Intel as you're bringing your solution to market?
I'd love to. So as a matter of fact, we have been collaborating with Intel since May 2017. And we had, before joining the AI Builder program, we had a collaboration in place, rather in less formal terms. We presented our solution to several people in Intel, especially Intel UK. Then we became visible in the whole Intel network. And last October, I guess, in 2018, we've been contacted by this program. And since then, very nice things happened for us in terms of visibility and enablement, but also support on being able to benchmark our solutions in various compute options. And we are also cooperating with Intel in providing turnkey solutions to potential prospects. So all in all, thanks to this program, we've been able to present our solution in major events, such as including the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona last February, and some Intel events in various places in Europe, especially. Our chief scientist was in San Diego for a Cisco Intel event as part of the Intel network in the Intel booth. So we are super happy with what Intel provided with us in terms of visibility.
With all that hard work that you all are doing and then your work with Intel, you're able to create kind of that real-time experience. How does that change the customer experience while they're in the store?
By putting a monitoring mechanism, we render our clients more aware, our clients in the retailers and FMCs, more aware of their presence in the store so that they can take actions. So under the hood, while the shopper is doing his or her shopping, the products are ensured to be present there in an optimized way because we provide the data necessary to the retailers so that they can replenish the shelves at the right time. this will also enable the convergence of online and physical, in that, for instance, you are online, you are scouting for a product and you want to pick it up physically. You're going to purchase maybe online, but you need to go there because you don't want to wait for delivery, or you want to pick it up while you go from work home. So you can check which store it's present. When the data that we provide is fed to the online platform, then you can get your product along the way. So these things happen in a very implicit way by the AI solutions that we and other companies similar to us provide.
So looking ahead, you have a great solution that helps with the in-store customer experience. What other possibilities are there for the Despair technology in terms of looking at the customer journey?
Today, retailers can track many of their operations, like at the POS level, they have sales data. In the supply chain, they have a lot of controls. But when it comes to the shelf, only few digitization can happen. And no FMCG can be sure what drives their shopper, their customers, decide to buy an item or pick an item from the shelf and continue shopping. So most of the time, you go to a shop, you consult products in front of a shelf, you take it to the hand, and there is a moment, that's the moment of purchase, and you put it back on the shelf. And that information is always missing, so nobody can capture it. But with these solutions, once you have this infrastructure in the store, now we are checking the products, but at some point we will be able to detect the interactions of shoppers without looking at the identity. We can check the interactions of the shopper with the products, and we can detect the moments where shoppers decide not to buy the item. With this data logged, there can be many insights that can be produced for our clients so that they can better understand shoppers and they can provide better products and better display methodologies in the store.
That makes so much sense, and I'm looking forward to seeing how Vispera's technology will impact the shopping experience in the years to come. If listeners want to know more about your company and the solutions you offer, where should they go?
To consult our services and our technology, vispera.co. We have many material that can definitely provide more details than what we were able to talk in this podcast.
Thank you, Ceyhun. It was a pleasure having you today.
Thanks a lot, guys. I was delighted to be able to explain our company and our technology.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. This has been Derek Osborne.
And this is Emily Hudson.
And this has been Intel on AI.